It's good to be together. Great to have you with us in our assembly today to worship God, to encourage one another, to be made better. We're glad you're here. As you may be aware, and as you can probably tell by the chairs arranged behind me, our elders are going to be speaking to us a little bit this morning. Every year they try to present an address looking back on the year that has just passed, talking a little bit about our plans for the year ahead. They're going to do that this morning. What that means is that my words this morning will be very brief. Job chapter 14 and verse 1 is where I'd like us to begin those brief thoughts. Job chapter 14 and verse 1. Job lamenting the difficult circumstances in his life says, "Man who is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." And that remains true even though in our society we have achieved, medically speaking, some of the longest and healthiest lifespans ever, yet we understand that life is still very brief. The problem is that very often we waste those few days that Job talked about because we are too busy focusing on the trouble and sometimes creating the trouble. And I want us simply to think about the fact this morning that life is too short to waste. It is too short to waste on a number of things that the Bible warns us about, things that are all too easy to spend our time and our energy, our money, our focus, and our lives wasted on. For example, life is too short to be wasted on petty grudges with each other. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 11 says, "A man's discretion makes him slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook a transgression." That's Proverbs 19, verse 11. We have a hard time doing that. Somebody says something or does something that we do not like. It sticks with us. We can't stop thinking about it. We hold it against them. And the next thing you know, we have wasted a great deal of time, a great deal of mental energy, and wasted the possibility of a productive relationship all over something that amounts to very little. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, as Paul describes the character of godly love, he says, "Love is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs." That's an acknowledgement that life is too short to waste on petty grudges. And it's too short to waste on jealousy and envy. Envy is described in Proverbs 14 as rottenness to the bone. That is one of my favorite descriptions because it says so much about the way envy and jealousy affect us. Those feelings of ill will towards somebody else because they have been blessed or prospered in some way that we feel we have not. It eats us up inside if we allow it to. It corrupts us from within. It's like a cancer. It is rottenness to the bones. No surprise then that in that same description in 1 Corinthians 13, in verse 4, Paul says, "Love does not envy. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you," Paul said to the Corinthians in chapter 3, "are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men?" If we waste our time over petty jealousies of one another, over fretting because someone else has been given abilities or possessions or opportunities that I have not, all the while forgetting that I may have blessings that they do not, if I waste my time on that, I have missed so many opportunities to be productive for God with the blessings that I have. Life is too short to waste on jealousy and envy, and life is too short to waste on selfishness. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3 encourages us in these words. Philippians 2 verse 3, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others." And again, we could go to 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 13 and find in verse 5 where Paul says that love does not seek its own. That godly character, loving character, is concerned with the value and the welfare of others, even before self. And yet we know that we live in a world that teaches us the exact opposite of that, that says, because life is so short, you need to go out there and get all you can. You need to accumulate all you can for yourself and pursue your selfish interests from day one, from sun up to sundown, because you never know when those opportunities are going to be over. And we struggle with that. We become like the man in Jesus' parable in Luke chapter 12, the man that we have come to call the rich fool, a man who had productive crops and who decided he was just going to build larger barns, have more places to store his crops, and say to his soul, "You have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Luke 12 and verse 20, Jesus says, God said to him, "You fool, this very night your soul is required of you. And now, who will own what you prepared?" So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. The limited time that we are given on this earth should not be something that is devoted to utter selfishness or the mere pursuit of more and more material stuff. We have more important responsibilities. Life is too short to waste on selfishness, and life is too short to waste on living in the past. And it's very easy to do that. Sometimes the older we get, the more easy it becomes to do that, because we look back at the past, we remember it as better than it actually was. We forget about the challenges and the struggles that may have existed, and we compare it to the present in a very, very skewed kind of way. Solomon warns about that in Ecclesiastes chapter 7. He says in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 10, "Do not say, 'Why is it that the former days were better than these?' For it is not from wisdom that you ask about this." We can easily remember the way it used to be is far better than the way it actually was. And more to the point, that can paralyze our efforts in the present and our hope for the future by deciding, well, the best days are just behind us. And we waste valuable time and resources living in the past when we should be glorifying God in the present. Life is too short to waste on worry, too. In Luke chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus says this. Luke chapter 11, verse 22. Sorry, it's Luke chapter 12, verse 22. Luke 12, verse 22. "For this reason I say to you, do not worry about your life as to what you will eat, nor for your body as to what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom or barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his lifespan? If then you cannot do even a very little thing, why do you worry about other matters? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. But I tell you that even Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass in the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more will He clothe you, O you men of little faith? Do not seek what you will eat and what you will drink, and do not keep worrying. For all these things the nations of the world eagerly seek. But your Father knows that you need all these things. But seek His kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom." It's very easy to worry about a lot of things over which we have no control, a lot of circumstances over which we have no power. And it is very easy even to worry about some of the most basic things in life that Jesus here assures us if we are seeking God's kingdom, God knows we need those things and He will provide them. Life is too short to waste in constant anxiety and fretting. And it is too short to waste in rebellion against God. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10, quoting from the Psalms, says, "He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." If you want to see life and good days, if you want to get the most out of this life as God intended it, then you've got to realize it is too short to waste in the ultimately selfish pursuit of sin. We all fall short. The question is where we will put our heart, where we will put our treasure, what we will devote ourselves to, what we will devote our time to, because man who is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Life is brief. Our opportunities are limited. What will you do with yours? Will you waste it in some of the things we've talked about this morning? Or will you spend it glorifying God, serving others as you are called to do by the God that you glorify, telling others the good news that they can be part of God's family too? Which path will you choose? Time is limited. Maybe there's somebody in this audience who has not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, and maybe the reason you haven't done it up to this point is because you just assume there is always going to be more time. We are very good at that. Just assuming that our lives are going to continue on pretty much like they are, and there will always be another opportunity for me to make the big changes in my life that I know deep down I need to make. Don't gamble on that assumption. There is too much evidence about us of the brevity and the uncertainty of life. So this morning, right now, while you know you have the opportunity, seek God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ. To my friend, if you are not a Christian this morning, that is what you need to do. To come to Him in faith, to repent of sin, and confess your conviction in Him as the Messiah, and be baptized into Christ. Have your sins taken away and become a whole new creation in Him. Christian, if you are not walking the way a child of God ought to walk, don't assume that there will always be time later to make correction. You do that now while there is time and opportunity and while you have this group of people who are encouraging you and will rejoice with you. There's no time like the present, and we hope you'll take advantage of it right now. If we can help you with any spiritual need, would you step forward and make that known while we stand and while we sing together?